Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. As you can hear, to your right, the pipers are bringing in the graduates. As they come in, perhaps you would give them a round of applause, and they'll be here in about 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Let's have a nice hand for our Piper and for the graduates. And another hand for our quartet tonight, playing before and before after. I'm asked to read this announcement that this tent is equipped with a fire alarm system. If it goes off, remain calm, evacuate immediately by the nearest exits, which will be to your right, and follow the instructions of the staff. Take your children, but leave your strollers behind. Be sure you take your children. Don't forget that one. We seem to, as you can hear, the piper bringing in the platform party will be here very shortly. I don't have very many announcements other than it will proceed apace, and I hope that when it's all done, you will have time to get to either your home or a bar or your cell phones so as to listen to this game tonight. And I would ask that you turn off. I'm trying to turn mine off. I don't think I need an example of this, but we don't want to hear that. There's going to be some speeches. It'll last about 30 minutes before the graduates walk the stage, and I would ask that you be sure that you bring your lineup cards with you. Please don't forget them on your seat and have to run back through everyone. So, lineup cards, clench them tightly, present the first one to the reader and the second one for your certificate or diploma over here. And I would say, please rise for the platform party. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good evening, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. As Chancellor and on behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony of students graduating from the School of Continuing Studies. Au nom de l'Université McGill, je voudrais vous souhaiter la bienvenue de notre cérémonie de collation des grades des diplômés de l'École d'éducation permanente. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. Now, it may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact, that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn like you, with cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. When I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par leur profil, mais de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. In my interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence. The most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career, or, in your case, an improvement on your current one. But other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, normally as a synonym for the weather. But no one thought about the larger environmental issues, such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water, or even minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you just think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. Some of you travel to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez des toits rares, apporter des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrer comme mentor auprès des étudiants du secondaire. While I've always believed that I have never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. I'm planning to stay active in both McGill and the larger community as long as I have the strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Merci. Thank you. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame.
Bienvenue aux finissants de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I'm joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellor, the chair of the board, our governors and governor emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. It is my great honor to congratulate you on your achievements and perseverance. Many of you chose to go back to school while juggling careers and families. Many of you are new to Canada, where you are writing new chapters in your lives. Today marks an important milestone for you all. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, remember this moment. Remember, too, all the people who have supported you in your studies. Family and friends, of course, professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone during these very busy years. And I invite you graduates to please stand up. All of you graduates, please stand up and look around you and give a big round of applause to all of those who have supported you during these years. Merci. Now, have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "That's great, so what are you going to do next?" I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask you, what is next for you? Now, you can relax. You don't really have to answer the question to get your certificate or diploma. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The question is how you will face what is next for you. I'm not talking about the steps you need to take to achieve your goals. I'm talking about how you will be as you move into the next chapters of your lives and the chapters after that, because there is so much more to come. Today is a transition. You have finished your studies for now, but, and that is no small thing, but it is a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that's ready to learn, and there is so much more learning to be done and to enjoy. And for some of you, the next chapter may be applying all that you've learned to your career, or perhaps even embarking on a new career. Certains de ces apprentissages se feront dans un établissement universitaire, peut-être même ici à McGill. Mais la plupart d'entre eux se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Some of you might be focusing on catching up a little bit on your sleep or just reconnecting with your life. Those are all great things, but they are all what? What's in terms of what you might be doing next? How are you going to do next? How are you going to navigate your transition into whatever next may be? Transitions are exciting, but they're also scary. And I must say, having recently come back to school myself, I understand these feelings. Transition can be writ large across cultures and centuries. Wade Davis, tonight's honorary doctorate recipient, has studied and thought deeply about ancient knowledge that has been lost and about the need to change our approach to the Earth as it moves through its own time of transition. As Professor Davis wrote in his 2009 Massey lecture, the diverse cultures of the world bear witness to the folly of those who say we cannot change, as we all know we must, the fundamental manner in which we inhabit this planet. When we find ourselves in times of transitions, the people close to us reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, or gifts that are advice in disguise. When I became principal of McGill this past fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts. So I want to share three of them with you. I've known my friend Kay for 40 years. As a young crystallographer, we started our research careers together. She gave me a fridge magnet that read, proceed as if success is inevitable. Now, it's great to have a friend who believes in you, but what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future, and you're going to need to be resilient. I imagine that the road that brought you here today had more than a few potholes, and I'm not talking about the kind of potholes that we see so often in Montreal. I'm talking about the metaphorical road that we travel and all the hurdles we face. There will always be potholes, but with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will always await you at the end of the road. And this brings me to Blair, a great colleague from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift. It's called The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. The title alone gives us wonderful pause for reflection. The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high. Allow yourself to dream, but your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. And these are powerful words. Because whatever we do in life, the what eventually fades away and we're left with the how we feel about it deep down in our own soul. Three gifts, but really they're just one gift, the special people that you meet in life. And remember the friends you have made during your time at McGill. Keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. This year marks the 60th anniversary, as he told us, of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his classmates. And of course, he stayed connected to McGill, even as he moved through his own transition and challenges and many successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of them. C'est le chancelier de McGill, I said. Chancelier was not a term that they were familiar with, so they thought I had said, c'est le chansonnier de McGill, the senior songwriter of McGill University. They were looking at each other in confusion. McGill, being such a great university, must have, they thought, a highly acclaimed chansonnier, but they didn't know any of his great hits. And this made me reflect on Arnold Steinberg's term as chancellor and his many, many great hits. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill and has sung our university's praise relentlessly. And he has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He is generous with his time and his wisdom, always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible. Les portes vous seront grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university. Listen to that. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Merci beaucoup. Félicitations.
Merci, professeur. Merci, merci. I invite Dr. Carmen Cecilia to introduce the first of this year's winners of the Distinguished Teaching Award in the School of Continuing Studies, Dr. Cecilia.
Madam Vice Chancellor, I have the honor and great pleasure to introduce Mrs. Chantal Westgate, recipient of the award. Recipient of the award for Distinguished Teaching for the School of Continuing Studies. Chantal has dedicated over 16 years of her life teaching human resources related courses. Students have recognized in Chantal a teacher who is characterized by her knowledge, her passion, and her innovative teaching style, but more importantly, her dedication to adult teaching. Psychologist Carl Jung once wrote, "The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the soul of the learner." Chantal is that vital element that fulfills the soul of our learners. Let me tell you a very quick story. Last winter, I was looking for an instructor who would go to northern Quebec, to the Nunavut region, to teach human resources management to Inuit adult learners working in the health and social services field. Chantal did what she does best. She took the raw material and added empathy, warmth, compassion, and adapted the material to the reality of the learners living and working in the Nunavut region. She embraced the Inuit adult learners and they embraced her. They grew so fond of Chantal that when she was at the airport returning home, she heard her name on the intercom but had no idea why she was being paged. When she got to the counter, a few of the learners had just fished a beautiful Arctic char and ran to the airport to make sure Chantal returned home with it. Yes, she did bring the fish and her own personal experience back home, and she shared both with her colleagues. Chantal is a teacher that embraces diversity, experiences, and cultures of adult learners and creates exciting learning environments so that her students are engaged and motivated to do well. It is with great pleasure that the School of Continuing Studies, in recognition of her dedication to excellence in teaching and her ability to motivate and challenge her students, presents the 2014 Award for Distinguished Teaching to Mrs. Chantal Wesgay.
Thank you, Dr. Cecilia. I now invite Mr. Firaz Al-Hafid to introduce the next Teaching Award winner, Mr. Al-Hafid.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it's with great pleasure that I introduce to you Liana Turner, recipient of the Award for Distinguished Teaching of the School of Continuing Studies. Although Liana has been teaching in our part-time English for Professional Communication program since only the fall of 2010, she has already left her mark as an excellent teacher. Liana's disposition is what sets her apart from others. Her kind and willing nature inspires confidence in her students, motivating them to taking risks with newly acquired language. Both students and colleagues gravitate to her because of her positive nature, her professionalism, her strong work ethics, and her commitment to excellence. The following comment from one of our students says it the best. When the teacher, who is passionate and caring, works really, really hard, it's a true blessing and a gift for learners because they have come to the right place. Liana is such a teacher. She's an excellent model for diligence and compassion. She welcomes you and leads you into the temple of learning. On behalf of the Department of Language and Intercultural Communication, I extend my most heartfelt congratulations to our dear colleague, Liana Turner.
And now for the third award, I call on Dr. Sue Laver, who will introduce the winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award. Dr. Laver.
Madam Vice Chancellor, it is my great pleasure to introduce Professor Carolyn Samuel, one of this year's winners of the School of Continuing Studies Distinguished Teaching Awards. Professor Samuel, or Carolyn as we generally know her, is one of very few people I've encountered in my own career for whom teaching truly is a vocation. She lives and breathes it. Since Carolyn first joined McGill in 2002, she has demonstrated an unflagging and clearly inspirational commitment to her students' success, both within and well beyond the classroom. Her always stellar student evaluations consistently emphasize how her preparedness, the imagination behind and creativity of her assignments, her innovative use of teaching technologies, the degree to which she promotes independent learning and instills self-confidence, her sense of humor and the fun factor that permeate her classes, and perhaps above all, her humanity. These exceptional qualities contributed significantly to Carolyn's being awarded the prestigious Principal's Prize for teaching, for excellence in teaching in 2009, and her promotion to senior faculty lecturer earlier this year. I'd like to close in the spirit of Carolyn's teaching by giving the final word to one of her former students. The student said that recognition by the university of Carolyn's exceptional teaching abilities is at the same time the best possible gift to her students.
I now invite Dr. Judith Potter, Dean of the School of Continuing Studies, to present Professor Wade Davis, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of the university to grant. Dean Potter.
Mr. Chancellor, I am delighted and honored to present to you Dr. Wade Davis, modern-day explorer and passionate defender of all of life's diversity. A native of British Columbia, Wade Davis' early adventures took him to Harvard University, where he earned an undergraduate degree in anthropology and biology and a PhD in ethnobotany. Thus was launched a prolific scholarly career that has seen him live among Indigenous peoples around the world and document their cultural practices in award-winning books, stunning photographs, and mesmerizing films. It is this tireless commitment to public education, the distillation of lessons from his scientific scholarship into clear messages for our world through a variety of media, that is truly remarkable and transformative. Wade Davis speaks widely and persuasively, appealing to our hearts, minds, and senses. For example, through the 2009 CBC Massey Lecture Series entitled The Wayfarers, Why Ancient Wisdom Matters in the Modern World. Many prominent awards and honors have marked the career of Wade Davis, including the 2012 Samuel Johnson Prize for Into the Silence and the Lennon Foundation Literary Award for Nonfiction. He's also recipient of the Explorers Medal, which is the highest award of the Explorers Club, the Gold Medal of the Royal Canadian Geographic Society, the David Fairchild Medal for Plant Exploration, and several honorary doctorates. My personal favorite, however, is the title Explorer in Residence that he held at the National Geographic Society from 1999 to 2013. Dr. Davis has recently accepted a professorship in anthropology at the University of British Columbia, where he is the Leaf Chair in Cultures and Ecosystems at Risk, and research associate at the Museum of Anthropology. Strange to some, He was largely driven by the desire to teach undergraduate students. The unbelievably rich description for the introductory anthropology course that he will teach in the fall leaves no doubt that he will have tremendous impact. The final sentence in this description encapsulates the highest ideals that we strive for as educators, and I quote, "This course will indeed fill your eyes with wonder, but also your hearts with passion, and your minds with the tools that allow you to play an active role in the reinvention of our world." Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Wade Davis, that you may confer upon him the degree Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Wade Davis to deliver the convocation address.
Well, Chancellor Steinberg and Principal and Vice Chancellor Fortier, Chair Cobit and Dean Potter, distinguished guests, faculty and staff, friends and family, husbands, wives, partners, children, babies, old Canadians, new Canadians, all Canadians. It's a wonderful honor for me to be with you. And for once, I'm not going to speak about anthropology or dreary and depressing statistics. Just last weekend, I was thinking of all of you at a film festival in Telluride when I ran into an old friend of mine, a remarkable visionary, Chris Riley. Chris is a guy that, if you remember the slogan from Nike, well, he invented that, and he went on to work directly with Steve Jobs as they launched both the iPhone and the iPad. At Apple, it was his job to anticipate the future, to excavate, as he put it, the archaeology of tomorrow. And so when we were having drinks, I asked Chris what I should tell all of you, and he virtually leapt out of his chair, spilling his whiskey, as he blurted out a single word. 65. Forget about it. I had no idea what he was talking about. What he was saying is that number was invented by Bismarck in the 19th century because statistically it was the age at which most Europeans would die and the nation state wouldn't actually have to come through on its promise of social security benefits. Chris was planning to retire from Apple when he suddenly saw a curious statistic that for his demographic, albeit wealthy, white, male, living in California, his life expectancy was 96 years old. So in other words, he realized that he had an entire life in front of him, so he quit his job at Apple and he followed his dream and he created a new company and in doing so cast his destiny to the wind. So what he told me to tell you is that you may think of yourselves as being older students, but in fact, you're just young folk. You've got 50 years ahead of you, and half a century. You're really just starting out. Now, let me tell you about another friend of mine. Steve graduated from a liberal arts college with no idea what to do with his life, so he went off to India, and he lived in a cave for 4 years. He knew he was in trouble and that he should get back home to the States when the local people started bringing him food and alms. And so he came back to the States, and of course, what would you do? He meditated for 65 days. So I asked the obvious question, what was the revelation? Well, the fellow who was explaining this to me was driving me to the airport, and he turned to me in a kind of conspiratorial way and said, "Vegetable protein, and you know how hard that is." I, of course, had no idea what he was talking about. What Steve had figured out was that the problem with soy milk was not the product, but the container that relegated it to the weird food section of the grocery store. So he put together soy and milk and made silk, put it in milk cartons, insisted that it be sold in the dairy section of grocery stores, even though it doesn't need refrigeration, and 5 years later sold his company for $295 million. And what Steve had discovered really is a kind of universal lesson. Life is neither linear nor predictable. A career is not something that you try on like a coat. It is something that grows organically around you, step by step, choice by choice, experience by experience. Everything adds up. No work is beneath you. Nothing is a waste of time unless you make it so. I've always found that an elderly cab driver in New York has as much to teach me as a sadhu in India, a madman in the Sahara, or certainly a university professor. So the key thing is to place yourself in the way of opportunities, and this is the way a life takes form. You place yourself in situations where there is no choice but to move forward, no option but success, and you create a momentum that in the end propels you to places and experiences beyond your imaginings, engagements that would have seemed to be beyond reach only a few short months before. Creativity is a consequence of action. It's not its motivation. You have to do what needs to be done and then ask whether it was possible or even permissible. Pessimism is an indulgence. Orthodoxy, the enemy of invention. Despair, an insult to the imagination. What I've learned in all of my misadventures in all seven continents is that nature loves courage. Jim Whittaker, a good friend of mine, the first American to reach the summit of Everest, once told me that if you don't live on the edge, you're taking up too much space. He said, dream the impossible, and the world will not drag you under. It will actually lift you up. This is the amazing thing. You hurl yourself into the abyss and then discover that you're landing on a feather bed. Now, many of you, I'm sure, are concerned with finding jobs, but just be a little careful. The word job is derived from the 16th century French word gober, meaning to devour. My father had a job all of his life. He called it the grind. And as a little boy in Pointe Claire, I used to imagine him coming home to the suburbs a little bit shorter every single day. Fortunately, I have never had a job, at least not in this sense. And actually, when I think about it, I've never really had a job at all. But I don't think many of you either will find a single slot into which to plug your entire existence. But what you will do is work, and hopefully as ferociously hard as I have all of my life. And the word work has a better ring to it. It comes from the old English word to mean action and deed. And you'll find that the work that you do is just a lens through which you experience and view the world, and only for a short time. The goal, really, is to make living itself, the act of being alive, one's vocation, knowing full well that nothing ultimately can be planned or anticipated. No blueprint found to predict the outcome of something as complex as a human life. But if one can remain open to the potential of the new, the promise of the unimagined, then magic happens and a life takes form. And I promise you, this will happen for each of you. So to parents, I always say, please be patient. The best of things come to those incapable of compromise. It takes time for an individual to create a new world of possibilities, to imagine and bring into being that which has never before existed, the wonder of a full and realized life. And to you graduates, please give as much thought to the person you will become as to the vocation you will pursue. Money in the end means very little. But acts of compassion and loving kindness resonate through eternity. When I was young, living in the mountains of Colombia, a Kamsa Indian told me something I've never forgotten. In the first years of your life, Pedro said, you live beneath the shadow of the past, too young to know what to do. In your last years, you find that you are too old to understand the world coming at you from behind. In between, there is a small and narrow beam of light that illuminates your life. If you can look back over a long life and see that you have owned your choices, then there is little ground for resentment. Bitterness comes to those who look back with regret on the choices imposed upon them. The greatest creative challenge you will ever face is the challenge to become the architect of your own life. So please be patient, never compromise, and give your destiny time to find you. Thank you very much.
I had never met Wade Davis in person, although until this evening, although I felt I knew him intimately as a result of the Massey lectures that he gave, I think, about 5 years ago. And I urge all of you, I'm certain they were broadcast on CBC, urge all of you to download it. I think you will find them amongst the most meaningful lectures that you will ever have heard. Thank you, Dr. Davis. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. I invite Professor Anthony Massey, Provost of McGill University, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students who have completed programs in the School of Continuing Studies to come forward for the conferral of their diplomas or certificates. Students will be greeted at the center of the stage by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. They will be congratulated not with a handshake, but with a tap on the shoulder. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, tapping is done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by the dean or her delegate as she or he leaves the stage. You may have seen some students wearing colorful scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nation, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation in the community and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event, like a graduation. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to the land on which we find ourselves, and the turtle symbolizes inclusiveness for all nations. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de l'Université McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'Université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor James Archibald to present the graduates and Professor Judith Potter, Dean of the School of Continuing Studies, to distribute the diplomas to all students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
Mr. Chancellor, for the graduate diploma in translation in English to French, Sophie Audrey Liz Otero. For the Graduate Diploma in Translation in French to English, Philip Ross Anthony Desjardins. Sasha Rumbolt. For the Diploma in Applied Finance, Najat Agdim. Mariam Bezad. Melissa Bouchard, American Express Prize in Management, Treasury Finance, Bernard J. Finestone Prize in General Insurance, and Dean's Honor List. Angela Patricia Herrera Gomez. Fujan Jahnanian, Dean's Honor List. Alana Sarah Levine. Zin Alabidin Muhajir. Vincenzo Serenese, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Simon, Dean's Honor List. For the Diploma in Health and Social Services Management, Odeh Abdulmohsin Al-Khunazi. Maria Brodesco. For the Diploma in Human Resources Management, Erum Sara Ali, Dean's Honor List. Jenny Bay. Miriam Bahawi. Marcella Olga Bayona. Tamer Farid Bedros. Melanie Boychuk, Dean's Honor List. Emily Bruno. Olivia Bayerjean Catchlove, Dean's Honor List. Claudia Caballaro, Dean's Honor List. Maria del Pilar Chukju. Sheikh Echis. Arye Buse Dalyanoglu. Ladran Darvishi. Joni Diabo. Noah Mohammed El-Kafraoui, Dean's Honor List. Mohammed Emara. Caroline Gomez Faria. Zaina Mahmoud Habushi. Bianca Amanda Hogan. Muniba Hussein. Alba Rocio Lau Urrea. Slajana Mitrovic. Sandra Tarek Morkos. Maxine Paquette. Alessandro Polidoro. Andrea Lavinia Rus. Corina Seferdensky. Concetta Giulia Trombino, Dean's Honor List. Christina Vetro. Frank Jonathan Wan Chun Hua. Juvaria Yasser, Dean's Honor List. Christina Patricia Zilik. For the Diploma in Public Relations Management, Rania Abiziki. Sarah Ali. Angela Arroyave. Julie Kassab. Stephanie Ann Najiwalski. For the Graduate Certificate in Health Services Management, Hector Ruben Ayon Rodriguez. Mirna Campos Cabaluna. Christos Kalaritis. Christian Coursol. Rita Giulioni. Anne Edith Hébert. Laurine Jean-Marie. Tiffany Lee Wo. Julie Mathieu. Kelvin Mock. Karina Olivo. Michelle Paquette. Carmen Maria Pavan. Nancy Plaisir. Martin Sills. Scott Inobi Stanislaus. Colleen Ann Tim. Marie-Claude Trudel. Wendy Veldman. Giuseppina Ventolieri. For the Graduate Certificate in Accounting Practice, Stephen Abruzzese. Ziudin Alani. Sylvia Belev. Olga Vericella. Rima Bhatti. Yao Chen. Angelina Ciccone. Anthony Kyle De Carolis. Matthew De Rossi. Jeff Gino Dufresne. Fideline Duroso. Dacia Dyer Jean. Brunan Sistus Brian Fernando. Gloriato Galliano. Yua Gao. Ming Han. Andrea Amelia Haveriano. James Wick. Li Xuan Huang. Iveta Yancheva. Jean-Moïse Gentil. Penelope Ann Kingsley. Émilie Lazur Daou. Chu Ming Leung. Yun Liu. Angie Mongting Ma. Shana Jody Minkoff. Vanessa Nodolillo. Fatima Nazarpour Khamse. Danny Ratud. Sergio Rutaru. Gustavo Barone Saez. Amanda Savastano. Rashad Ali Shah. Hassan Shahriar. Felicia Marie Spadafino. Nancy Tabuchtian. Catherine Chuong. Liping Wang. Jin Hong Yin. Akilinde Zaganjuri. Lin Zhang. Yao Zhang. Salman Horchani. Shireen Kavalan. Alexis Kopitov. For the Graduate Certificate in Financial Planning, David Calceta. Carl Pirillo Goyani. For the Graduate Certificate in Health Care Management, Bertha Mirtil. Mazen Salim Slim. For the Graduate Certificate in International Business, Susana Isied Gonzalez Churio. Sandra Mochati. Jose Sebastian, also receiving the Graduate Certificate in Internet Business. Sarah Hani Soliman. Iris Velasquez Aguilar, also receiving the Graduate Certificate in Marketing. For the Graduate Certificate in Internet Business, Islam O. Abuelafa. Jacqueline Ning. For the Graduate Certificate in Leadership, Julia Anthony. Madam Vice Chancellor. Nien Adiatu Ba. Marwa Hamid Mu N. El Markabi. Gabriel Munoz Gan. Lisa Koftikian. Maria Ugarte. Manuel Vázquez. For the Graduate Certificate in Marketing, Osor Abdul Rahim Ibrahim. Mary Hawk. Edgar Salazar Caldas. For the Diploma in Accounting, Paige Carly Bloomer, Dean's Honor List. Tong Chen. Natalia Kosenko. Mathieu Gagnon. Jacqueline Rose Hoffman. Masood Khazaeli Najafabi. Michael Longo. Nestor Butukumesu Muchi Pai. Janet Del Carmen Ocana García. Katrina Pogonseva, Dean's Honor List. Alex Stone. Lei Tao. Karina Vega. Titika Tsiavras. For the Diploma in Finance, José Manuel Alberti Urdaneta. Maria Patricia Mosso Cobian. Rosa Elena Quintero. Haiyang Zhang. For the Diploma in Internet Business Technology, Gabriel Alfredo Aponte. Alena Hamalinskaya. Santiago Lalinde García. Paul Pravon Vien Kam. Rashiduzaman Mohamed. Fiorella Rivas Quintana. For the Diploma in Management in Entrepreneurship, Davide Dino Degano, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas Raymond DiPerno. Fred Hanush. Imad Kaplo. Céline Martel. Fouad Zebian. For the Diploma in Management in General Management, Robson Moreira Andrade. David Barrier, Jacob Yonker Memorial Prize, Dean's Honor List. Honor Chigdenmi. Nadine Karim El Bororossi, Dean's Honor List. Marjolie Gagné, Dean's Honor List. G. Lee. Leonardo Moreno Martinez. Wesley Ramos Honorato. Natalia Rota. For the Diploma in Management in Healthcare, Aya Al-Safadi. Mohammed Adel Bakir. Mohammed Karim. For the Diploma in Management in Human Resources, Hanadi Baghouti. Berengère Simard. For the Diploma in Management in International Business, Georgina Maria Francesca Alfaro Tenorio. José Luis Cuadrado Oruz. Gina Ghassan El Laban. Juan Manuel Gomez. Gloria Alexandra Jane. Hagop Kazanjian. Tetiana Kucha. Karina Margarita Perez Rodriguez. Melanie Reyes. Simon Sekali. Beatrice Eliana Sachica. For the Diploma in Management in Internet Business, Alexandre Berkowski. Jean-Pierre Roy. For the Diploma in Management in Marketing, Julian Enrique Castaño. Juan Carlos Castillo. Mohammed Hassan. Paolo Francesca Lema Dodobara, Resolute Forest Products Prize, Dean's Honor List. Sepide Mahudeze Ahmadin. Charlotte Ludivine Maupu. Mohammed Parham. Cynthia Saloum, Dean's Honor List. Camilio Torres Carmona. Mercedes Alejandra Urbina Rivas. Susana Uribe Posada. José Jair Barón Velandia. For the Diploma in Management in Operations Management, Nora Baltagian. For the Diploma in Management in Public Relations and Communications Management, Laura Dupere. For the Diploma in Public Relations and Communications Management, Antonios Argyropoulos. Stephanie Eaton-Jones. Stephanie Q. Steiner. Diana Marcela Reyes. For the Diploma in Supply Chain and Operations Management, Anderson Almeida, Dean's Honor List. Wen Jen Cao, Dean's Honor List. Manish Chauhan. Jergana Georgieva Dimitrova. Mazen Adnan El Ashkar. Yamin Huang. Ophelia Nafoin Nye. James Seal, Dean's Honor List. Marek Czesiskowski. Dalla Taher, Dean's Honor List. Mialis Karel Yannini Angate. For the Certificate in Accounting, Maria Bonifazi. Yu He. Evian Hamara. Yanesh Kumar Rupna. Wei Kui Yang. For the Certificate in Entrepreneurship, Erica Petosa. Diane Mirella Valenti. For the Certificate in Finance, Michael Lee. For the Certificate in Health and Social Services Management, Brenda Agre. D. Wang. Zachary David Lozoff. Mula Azimwi Mokom. Vincent Poirier. Silas Watt. Go ahead. For the Certificate in Human Resources Management, Marie Carmel Martine Agnon. Amalia Salome Agorcia Membreno. Claudia Alfaro Cano. Fahim Talib Alidina. Gabriela Bacos. Martine Belware. Diane Bouchard. Lisa Bradwaith. Linda Bray. Yuri Filipov. Kevin Fleischer, Honda St. Rose Award, Dean's Honor List. Karen Kirwak. Diane Krashkar. Martine Lefebvre. Imad Saeed Mohammed. Clarine Mkombo Mukendi. Janique Murphy. Justin Alexander Thirion. Mavis Smith. Kai Chun Tam. Pina Teresa Chislanda. Kristen Angela Varen. Christy Walsh. Joanne Wheeler. For the Certificate in Logistics Management, Melanie Simard, Dean's Honor List. Mr. Chair, for the Certificate in Management, Chloe Akras. Amine Areski. Mark Antonio Ludovic Chauvet. Jennifer Marlowe. Yanina Navas. Alejandro Negron. Alexandre Rozhensky. Angelika Shalmieva. Raya Yadira Villarroel. For the Certificate in Public Relations, Alexandra Di Saro. Véronique Véro. For the Certificate in Public Relations and Communications Management, Stéphanie Brunel, Dean's Honor List. Sandrine Alice Garneau-Lebel. Anna Gorkova. Marie-José Guerrier. Ping Jia. Rikpal Mago. Alicia Williams. For the Certificate in Risk Management, Saif Mohammed. For the Certificate in Software Development, Gabrielle Amja. Anastasia Kolokolnikova. Tatiana Neto Prados, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Supply Chain Management and Logistics, Franco Baldassare. Dianis Diaz Frometa. Rubing Mo. Jamie Scott Roman. Samuel Yu. Grecia Maria Olano O'Brien. Bjarn Randlov. Raya Zax, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Translation in English to French, Rosalie Da Silva Larue. Stéphanie Delonnière. For the Certificate in Translation in French, English to Spanish, Irina Lilianova. Beatriz Osorio Rodriguez, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate in Translation in French to English, Nathalie Guibert. Teresa Ann Callan. Doris Linson Mayer. For the certificate in translation in Spanish to English, Maria Luisa Cabanillas. For the certificate in translation in Spanish to French, Jimmy Spencer Roa. For the certificate of proficiency English for professional communication, Dante Acosta Navarrete. Nurosadat Aguije. Liliana Maria Alvarez Madrigal. Isabel Baeza. Hugo Bergeron Geoffroy. Jean-Eddy Bien-Aimé, Edward C. Webster Prize in English as a Second Language, Dean's Honor List. Laura Campoverde. Julian Enoch. Jorge Ivan Fuentealba. Ernesto Leobardo González. Linda Hajj Hashin. Selim Hajj Hammu. Lofti Hassin. Ahmed Jubair, Dean's Honor List. Alirisa Lofti Abarde. Carla Patricia Martinez. Mary Eva Jacques. Melina Len. Rashid Kanan. Gino Lavoie, Dean's Honor List. Heinrich Dominique Michel. Said Hussein Hisham Sadini. Ilsa Carolina Molina, Dean's Honor List. Mahdi Nait Ali. Perla Pineda Borges. Mayara Gabriela Proiano. Nancy Noemi Ramirez. Anna Celia Olive Ribeiro, Dean's Honor List. Miguel Antonio Gonzalez Fernandez. Mohammed Shabatian. Margarita Rivera. Luis Enrique Rocha Mier. Juan Felipe Rodriguez Diaz. Carmen Jacqueline Shinzato. Hui Ying Sun. Jose Carlos Valencia Lasarte. For the Certificate of Proficiency in English, Language, and Culture, Jose Alejandro Acosta Hernandez. Munira Suleiman Albala. Amar Said Al-Zuair. Ahmed Suleiman Al-Dajiji. Salma Suleiman Al-Jiji. Mohammed Saleh Al-Hadi Al-Gamati. Sara Salem Al-Majrub. Elaf Mohammed Al-Somali. Mario Andres Aboleda Arcila. Ana Paola Azambuja de Arujo. Abdulaziz Omar Babtain. Mathilde Bassin. Marie Myrto Charles. Genoa Deng. Rokia Nasamba Diomande. Bushra El Kamai. Zohra Zainib El Khabai. Iham El Idrisi. Milton Gustavo Escobar Vega. Alessandra Gonzalez Garcia. Yeah. Elisa Marie-Louise Yi. Hanan Al-Hassan Hakami. Beatrice Hawatz, Dean's Honor List. Armel Hufel. Shaheen Jalali. Min Jin. Jihyun Kim. Miriam Lahbabi. Vincent Roger Dominique Luigi. Cheng Luo. Rami Murad. Sai Ma. Jessica Maurice, Dean's Honor List. Amade Melara. Oksana Nedostup, Edward C. Webster Prize in English as a Second Language, Dean's Honor List. Ignace Nikwiv Uze. Romina Soledad Romero Gurion. Sami Semar. Roha Ramesh Kayak. Baguiza Jacqueline Uwizeimana. Xiu Wang. Bo Yang. Ayan Yusuf Omar. Jumeng Zhang. Gordon Robert Brown. Douglas David Graham. Joy Klass, Dean's Honor List. For the Certificate of Proficiency in French Language and Culture, Jenny Aikipa Vargas. Juan Diego Fonseca Chirinos. Sara Monaco. Yufei Peng. Frida Fonse Diaz. Owen Titerle, Dean's Honor List. Yasmina El-Jamai. Sean Moskovich. Sylvia Yankova Ruseva.
Merci, merci, Professor Archibald. Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I ask that everyone now rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction. Mr. Stropel.
Go now in peace and share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les serons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. And now to conclude this ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Great job.
Thank you.